The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
If you are finding that you are attempting to pay local property tax or file a local property tax return and you are unable to do so because you couldn't get through, well, the good news is you may not be alone. There's an awful lot of people in that boat. That's according to Charlie Weston on the front of today's Irish Independent. Property tax logjam has 4,000 calls unanswered. Charlie, there seems to have been a fair degree of a push in the last few days.
Yeah, as always with everything, really, Anton, people don't want to engage with revenue. We're putting this off. And then there was a last-minute rush, and a lot of people had queries. They were trying to ring. They couldn't get through yesterday morning. 4,000 calls went unanswered in the morning alone yesterday, according to Revenue. There's been a whole mountain of letters that people have sent in that Revenue have yet to get back to people with queries, queries about how to value the home, and a lot of online queries. So obviously, a lot of people are finding it difficult to put a value on their home. It's not like we have a lot of urban centres in this country where you could be fairly sure within a few thousand grand what the value of the home is. A lot of people live in towns and villages and in one-off rural houses. They're difficult to value. People were struggling with that. It's the first revaluation since 2021. And, I think there's a bit of an own goal by Revenue. They've extended the deadline to Wednesday because people just, have queries and don't know what to do about valuing the home and don't want to get it wrong. And the easy thing, I suppose, Anton, would be go off, get an estate agent and pay, at least 150 euros anyway to have the house valued. But people don't want to do that on top of paying the tax. But some people are finding that their local authority has added on that discretionary 15%. They may be moved into a higher band anyway. And, the cost of living is a massive issue. They don't want to be spending more money on this. It's a self-assessed tax. And I think it's a very big ask to expect people to be able to work their way through looking at values for their home by referring to daft.ie, myhome.ie, or going on to the state's property price register. Easy enough for me to do because I'm at this stuff all the time, Anton. But, if you're not financially savvy, if you're not financially literate, this isn't easy to do. And I think it is a bit of a big ask. So, a climb down by Revenue here now. They've had to concede and extend the deadline to next Wednesday because, by a rough estimate, they're about 700,000 returns short at the moment. And they're also extending their opening hour, their helpline hours, until for longer periods. Instead of opening from 9 till 4, they'll be from half 9 till 4, they'll be from 9 till 8 on Monday and Tuesday, and you have now until Wednesday at 5:30 to get the tax return in, telling them what the value of the home is under this new revaluation and how you're going to pay the tax.
What happens if you miss that deadline?
They'll give a little bit of leeway. I mean, they won't admit this, but there will be a bit of grace. But if you miss it by, if we're into the new year and you still haven't filed a return and told them what the value is and how you're going to pay it, they'll be writing to you. And they tell me, in the first instance, when somebody gets a letter about property tax, either saying they think the valuation is too low, or else people haven't, filed a tax return, people tend to respond to that. Most people respond to that because if you push it too far and if you, refuse to engage with them, they have unbelievable powers. It's real Big Brother stuff here. They can go into your bank account, Anton. They can take the money. They can tell your employer or your pension trustees to pay the money out of the pension. They can get the sheriff after you. They can put a charge on your home. They can add it to your income tax. So, whatever they want to do, they can do. So it's probably best just not to mess with these guys and just do it. Even if you have an ideological problem with the tax and think it's an austerity tax, best to cooperate with them. You have some extra time now. You've all weekend and up to Wednesday at 5:30 to try and get it sorted out. The other thing, I suppose, Anton, is the estimates they're sending out. Some of them are way off. I know the one they sent me was just way off, and I ended up in a higher band because I don't want to be in trouble with these guys. I don't want them coming back at me. And they say themselves, Revenue, to be fair, they say don't rely on the estimate. that we've written to you, you know, they've written to people and given an estimate in the letter of what they think the value of your property is. They seem to be kind of fairly inaccurate in many cases, from what I'm finding.
And Charlie, what's the downside if you get the valuation wrong? If you undervalue the property, I don't mean deliberately, but if you do it with the best will in the world and you get it, you undershoot, what's the risk?
Well, in the first instance, I mean, once it all settles down, when they get the 2 point, or as near as they can to 2.1 million returns in, they will look at them, and if they see that you seem to be way out of whack with your neighbours, you know, they'll go and they'll do an exercise where they review the returns. And if you're sort of 15% or more out compared with your neighbours, especially if you're in an estate, because it's easy enough to, you know, value properties in an estate, they're more likely to be sales, and you know, they're more likely to be of a uniform value within a few grand. They will write to you in the first instance. They'll just send you a letter and say, "No, we think you've undervalued this." And most times, people will come back to them. If not, then you're into you know, protracted engagement with them, where they you know, they'll come down on you, and you know, you need to have evidence. They're going to ask you. They ask you. This is where it gets complicated. If you're certain of your estimate of the value, but they think it's a different one, they're going to say, "Okay, what did you do to come up with this valuation? We want to see written based evidence. You know, did you go and look on My Home? And you need to write all this down? Did you refer to the property tax register? Did you go into the Central Statistics Office data? This is how bloody complicated it is, and you need to be able to display to them, look, I've written all this down. I also had a chat with the local estate agent. He didn't actually value the house, but we had a chat over the phone, and the estate agent said it's probably worth about X. You know, so they're going to seek evidence that you have gone to some effort, some proper effort, to actually come up with a realistic as possible valuation for the home. Otherwise, they'll put an estimate on it and tell you you owe them more tax.
Interesting text coming in. No use extending the revenue call times. They're not answering their phone lines. Another, this wasn't a big ask. People had weeks to sort this out. This isn't on revenue. And then somebody asking about payment methods. I did mine online last evening. There was only one way to pay, and that was up front. No other options explained, mentioned, or allowed. Is that the case? It's pay all now right at the start.
No. I mean, it's probably, you know, it's there somewhere. I mean, certainly, personally, I like to pay it monthly, and they don't, unlike an insurance company, they don't impose an extra penalty interest rate on you for doing that. You can pay in one deduction from your bank account, which won't come out till March. You can have it deducted from your wages. You can pay it monthly through Payzone and an Unpost. You know, there are lots of options to pay. You don't have to pay in a oneer, and you don't have to pay it all at once. You can spread it out. You can opt for the single debit instruction instrument, as they call it, which comes out in March. So I don't know. I think that person maybe just missed that. And is this on revenue? I think it's just people don't want to engage with revenue, and they've left it to the last minute, and there's been a rush. Maybe next time, I think a smarter idea, maybe instead of having one single deadline for the entire country, maybe have different deadlines for different provinces. So Munster goes on Wednesday, and Leinster goes the following Wednesday. You know, that they might be able to cope then and answer, you know, because they obviously have a manpower issue trying to staff phone lines with so many people trying to contact them, Anton.
Charlie, thank you very much. That is Charlie Weston. If you want to read more detail on the delays, their front page of the Irish Independent is where you can find them.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.